been developed.
Todhu yati, rapidly blowing. Nabashvati, air respiration. Tatra, thereupon. Vayuhu, air. Gandavaha, smelling odor. Kranaha, sense of smell. Nase, in the nose. Jikrikshataha, desiring to smell odors. So, translation. Thereafter, when the Supreme Purusha desired to smell odors, the nostrils and respiration means breathing, were generated. The nasal instrument and odors came into existence, and the controlling deity of air carrying smell also became manifested. So purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. The nasal instrument, odor, and the controlling deity, air, smelling, etc., all became manifested simultaneously when the Lord desired to smell. The Vedic mantras confirm this statement in the Upanishad's statement that everything is first desired by the Supreme before the subordinate living entity can act upon it. The living entity can see only when the Lord sees. The living entity can smell when the Lord smells, and so on. The idea is that the living entity cannot do anything independently. He can simply think of doing something independently, but he cannot act independently. This independence in thinking is there by the grace of the Lord, but the thinking can be given shape by the grace of the Lord. And therefore, the common saying is that man proposes and God disposes. The whole explanation is on the subject of the absolute dependence of the living entities and absolute independence of the Supreme Lord. Less intelligent persons claiming to be on an equal level with God must first prove themselves to be absolute and independent, and then they must substantiate their claim to being one with God. So, nasake nira vidye tam todhu yati navasvati tatra vayugandha vaho pranunashi jigrikshataha. So, om gana timiranda sha gananjana shvakaya chakshur unmiritam yena tasmai shigurave maha. So, the main topic, I'm trying to go slow, so those of you who don't understand English, your first language, be able to understand. So the main topic dealt with here in this verse and purport is the independence of the Lord and the self-sufficiency of the Lord. There are two words used in Sanskrit. Swarat means he's independent, and apta kama means he can fulfill his own desires. Everybody understands that? Swarat and apta kama. So we'll take the second one first. So apta kama, how can the Lord fulfill his own desires? Because all of the energies of the Lord, which emanate from the Lord, are first-class servants of the Lord. Just like we were talking about becoming a first-class servant of Krishna and the spiritual master. So let us define what first-class servant is. A first-class servant is one who does what the master wants without being asked. That means he knows the mind, the heart, the desire, the intention of the guru or of the master, and he acts accordingly. Just like we have our Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī. Yesterday during the Mangalacharna prayers, cartels. Cooking, I know. Śrī Caitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rūpa Kadāmayam Tadati Swā Padantikam. So Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī is considered a first-class servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Mano Vishtam. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam. That means he knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire in the mind. Actually, Mano Vishtam. He knows the mind of the Lord. He doesn't have to be told what to do. So therefore, we are called Arupa Nugas. That means we're followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. And the primary text that Rupa Goswami wrote, which is called the Nectar of Devotion, is the law book for the Krishna Consciousness Movement. You've heard of this book before? Nectar of Devotion. Also called the Bhakti Rasam Rita Sindhu. That means the nectar. That's all right. Oops. At least he's cute. If you did this, it wouldn't be cute. So, yes, everybody's mobile phone goes off. Or else Lord Shiva will get angry with me. He'll take his trident. So, Trishala. So, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu means the ocean of the nectar of devotional service. And this is, Prabhupada said, is our law book for the Krishna Conscious Movement. And we're known as Rupanugas because Srila Rupa Goswami knows the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's first class servant.
I just translate because many people in the end, they have to know this topic.
Okay. So you have microphone too?
No, it's okay.
You have loud voice.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev bahut vishesh baat kar rahe hain. Bhakti Maharaj mein vinti karne ke liye ye sab visheshta jana padega. Uttam adhikari bhakt kaun hai? Us par Gurudev baat kar rahe hain. Rupa Goswami, Nectar of Devotion mein kya likh rahe hain? Uttam adhikari bhakt kaun hai? Us par ye baat kar rahe hain.
Okay. So, yes, what he said is an Uttama Adhikari is a first class, and you're purporting my what I say. But anyway, an Uttama Adhikari is a first class servant of the Lord. So, Krishna's energies are all first class servants. Krishna doesn't even have to ask them to do things, they do things just by his desire.
Bhagwan Sri Krishna ki shakti hai, wo hi sabse uttam adhikari bhakt hai. जो भगवान की इच्छा रहता है वो पूर्ण कर देता है उनको जानने की बस उनकी इच्छा जानकर पूर्ण कर देता है जैसे गुरुदेव ने कहा था रूप गोस्वामी चैतन्य महाप्रभु के मन में जो विचार है उसको पूर्ण कर दे वही उत्तम है जो गुरु की इच्छा है गुरु चेला उसको पूर्ण कर दे वही उत्तम चेला
So it's described about the energies of the Lord. Vishnu Shakti Para Prabhupta Chaitanya Yakyatata Para Avidyakarma Sangya Tatira Shakti Ishate. The Lord has basically three categories of energies. First of all, the transcendental energy, which is headed up by the Adi Shakti, Srimati Radharani. And that's composed of the Samvit, Sandini, and Lajini categories.
और वो जो है वो भी तीन में और विस्तार होते हैं सांवित संदनी और सांवित शक्ति
सांवित means the cognitive or knowing potency of the Lord or the all knowledge potency of the Lord
सांवित शक्ति जिसको हम चित्त कहते हैं ज्ञान शक्ति जो भगवान के बारे में आप समझ सकते
संदनी means the existential potency that which maintains the spiritual energy
संदनी शक्ति जो वो विस्तार है जो बहुत दिव्यता जगत का रचना करती है
And Ladini means the pleasure potency of the Lord, that which gives the Lord pleasure.
Haladini Shakti wo hai jo Bhagwan Shri Krishna ko anand deti hai.
So, Radharani heads up all these three Shaktis, but basically she is in charge of the Ladini or pleasure potency of the Lord.
Radharani jo hai ino Shakti ko dekhbhal karti hai, nahi ki vastavik mein wo jo Haladini hai, wo anand dene wali Shakti wo Srimati Radharani.
So in the spiritual world, we sometimes see that Radha Rani is getting angry at Krishna. And this is simply to give Krishna pleasure. Krishna likes to see Radha Rani angry. In this material world, which is a reflection of the spiritual world, nobody likes to see their wife angry at them.
ये जो जगत है बौद्धिक जगत है यहाँ कोई नहीं देखना चाहता कि उसका पत्नी क्रोधित नहीं
It is very dangerous. So the man will do so many things, buying saris, buying jewelry, giving money, telling the wife how beautiful she is, just to keep her from getting angry. But Krishna does so many things to make Radha angry. One day he was enjoying Radha Madhava Kunji Bihari, enjoying with Radha Rani in the forest of Vrindavan. So he was thinking, I have to make her angry to give me some enjoyment. So what he did is he, by accident, on purpose, said the name of Chandravali, who is Radharani's so-called competitor in the spiritual
world.
Just like the word Chandravali means many, many moons, beautiful moons.
Chandravali ka arth hai koti koti bataya gaya chandrama, sundarta.
So sometimes Krishna would say to Radharani, "Oh, your face is like Chandravali."
Kya karta hai jo Radharani ke saath hai to Radharani se kehta hai ki tumhara chehra chandrama jaisa hai ki chandravali ki jaisa dikh raha.
So she got so angry and Krishna said, "Oh, I didn't mean the Chandravali, I meant many millions of moons." But she went away. And then Krishna had also asked his associate, Vrinda, who was in charge of the Vrindavan forest, to help make Radharani angry too.
और जो वृंदावन की देवी है वो वृंदा देवी है कृष्ण भगवान ने उससे कहा कि तू मुझे सहयोग दो राधारानी को गुस्सा मिलाने के
So Vrinda asked her pet monkey, Kakati, to also come to the Kunja and tell Radharani that Krishna was associating with Chandravali.
Vrinda ka jo ek banar hai, Kakati, wo usne bhi aakar madad karne laga Krishna Bhagwan ji ko.
So Radharani, she just left the place. She wasn't interested in seeing Krishna at that moment. She was so angry, her man was so, man means anger, her anger was so intense. But that anger was there to please Krishna. So then Krishna was thinking, now how can I trick her to be back with her again? And then he asked Vrinda, please bring me some saris and things so I can dress up like a nice girl. And then he asked his associate, Madhu Mango, please bring me some jewelry so I can have nice earrings and nose rings and tika and things like that. And so they took the deity's jewelry and put it on Krishna. Meant for Gauri Mata, the Gauri deity. So Krishna was very beautiful. So they told Radharani, there is this nice girl who's also in charge of the forest of Vrindavan. We want you to meet her in the temple of Gauri.
So, sabhi log ne Bhagwan se Krishna kaha ki wahan ek sundar lady hai jisko hum batate hain ki aap Gauri ki jo mandir hai, wahan Gauri Devi hai, wahan par aakar aap mile.
So Radharani was thinking, oh, we'll meet this nice girl, and she went to the temple of Gauri Mata, the Durga temple.
और ये जो गौरी जी का टेम्पल है ये दुर्गा जी का मंदिर है राधारानी भी वहाँ आई इसके लिए कौन वो सुंदर है
And so the other gopis, they said, oh, you should make friends with this girl and give her a hug. So when Radharani gave this girl, who was Krishna, a hug, the girl started to kiss Radharani. So they said, this very strange girl, she's embracing and kissing Radharani like Krishna did. So then Radharani forgot her anger because she realized it was Krishna. But then at that moment, her so-called husband walked in. And basically she fainted. But then Krishna, he played a very nice trick. He made believe that he was the deity Gauri that had come out. So Radharani's so-called husband Abhimanyu and Jatila, her so-called mother-in-law, thought that she was simply paying dandavats to Gauri Mata. So then Krishna, who was making believe he was the deity, began to speak. And Krishna, who is the deity, said, Abhimanyu, who is the so-called husband of Radharani, that you're going to die in 2 days and Kamsa is going to cut your head off. Because you do not trust your wife Radharani and think she is chaste, and you are planning to send her out of Vrindavan. And Abhimanyu, he started praying, please forgive me, please forgive me, Gauri Mata. And Krishna, who was Gauri Mata, said, never. But then Radharani got in on the trick. She came back to consciousness and she started praying to Gauri Mata, who was Krishna, saying, please forgive my husband. Please, I love him so much. And then Gauri Mata, who is Krishna, said, because of your chastity, I forgive your husband, but he should never doubt you again and never send you away. You are the most chaste person. So then Abhimanyu said thank you very much and he left along with his mother, and then Radha and Krishna, they had their wonderful pastimes in this temple. So the point is that in the spiritual world, all the energies of Krishna, the Sambit, Sandani, Ladini, they're all his first-class servants, and they act to give him pleasure, even if it appears that they're getting angry with Krishna. It's very dramatic. Krishna likes, he very much likes spicy things.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण अपने देवताओं में जितनी शक्तियां स्वामी संतनी अलहरादनी ये सब बताया गया भगवान को बहुत उत्तम मानस से सेवा करते हैं और उस सेवा में भी जो क्रोध पन आता है उसमें भी आनंद है
Because just like we like to eat vegetables that have spices in it, nobody likes to eat just boiled vegetables. So Krishna likes spices.
जैसे हम लोग को अच्छा लगता है चटक खाने में, किसी को नहीं अच्छा लगता बॉइल खाना खाने में. तो इसी तरह भगवान श्री कृष्ण है, उसको भी रसों का स्वाद करना है.
गरम मसाला. Right? So, that's the spiritual energies. And then, Vishnu Shakti Parabraka, Chedrak Yakya Tatapara, we are called the marginal energy. We are also forced to serve Krishna in this material world against our will by the three modes of material nature.
हम लोग को भी जबरदस्ती किया जाता है भगवान श्री कृष्ण को सेवा करने के लिए.
Just like the person in the prison house is forced to serve the government in different ways, but they are not happy in that service.
जैसे आप पत्रिका में जाएंगे वहां जितने जेली लोग हैं सरकार की जितने बातें जबरदस्ती स्वीकार करना पड़ेगा.
And then the third energy of the Lord is avidya karma sagyanya, tritiya shakti yashate. Is the material energy itself, which is Durga Devi.
और तीसरा जो शक्ति है, दिव्य शक्ति, जीवात्मा जो बीच में रहता है, और फिर भयंकर शक्ति जो दुर्गा देवी.
And Durga Devi is also called Vaishnavi, and she's a pure devotee of Krishna, and her duty is to give us a hard time.
दुर्गा देवी भी वैष्णवी है, भगवान के सेवक है, लेकिन उसके काम दूसरा तरीका से जीव को भगवान में लगाना कड़ा रूप से.
And because she is a first-class servant, she does a very good job at making us miserable in this world. She is sticking you with her trishara, trident, adhyatmak, adhibodhik, and adhidaivik miseries.
उनके पास त्रिशूल है और त्रिशूल का मतलब है तीन. आदि दैविक आदि भौतिक आदि आध्यात्मिक तीनों दुख वो जीवात्मा को इतना दे दो कि वो थक जाए भगवान से शिकायत कर.
You're all getting old and you do not want to get old.
कोई बुढ़ापा नहीं आना चाहते गुरु महाराज कह रहे हैं लेकिन आना पड़ेगा बुढ़ापा.
Does anyone here want to get old besides the children?
पूरे राज्य में छोड़ देना कोई वृद्ध अवस्था में आना चाहता है.
Yeah, children usually when they're real small they want to get old so they can control and be independent from their parents. And even young girls, they'd like to be thought of as a little older. Like if you have a girl who's 12 and you say, oh, you look 16, she'll feel very happy. But if you have a girl that's 25 and you say, oh, you look 35, very dangerous. So basically, people do not want to get old. Or sick, or people do not like enemies, or people do not like bad weather. This is miseries of the world.
जैसे कोई जो बुरा मौसम आ जाता है नहीं चाहता है कोई शत्रु नहीं चाहता है ऐसा ही.
So Durga Devi is doing a wonderful job of keeping us all miserable.
तो दुर्गा देवी जो है भयंकर शक्ति वो हम लोग इतना सुंदर से भगवान के काल करती है और वो सुंदर काल है कि हम लोग इतना दुख दो कि हम लोग भगवान को स्वीकार करें.
So all these things are happening by Krishna's desire. He doesn't even have to tell his energies. He doesn't have to take a break from his Rasa Leela to give instructions. Just like in this world, if you have some job, And even you're sitting down and eating prasadam, they may call on the mobile phone and you have to give some instructions, right? Just like Gokul, he works for Vodafone. And he may be sleeping at night at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then they're calling. We need some instructions how to fix things. But Krishna is always there in the spiritual world, Goloka Yanivashati Akilatma Bhuta, and nobody has to call him on the mobile phone to ask how to fix things in the material world. Lord Brahma doesn't have to say, well, it's bad weather on earth, Krishna, can you come and give me some instructions, you know. Of course, sometimes the Lord Vishnu is consulted within the universe, that is the Shira Raksha Vishnu, when there's some overflowing of demoniac forces. But really, Vishnu doesn't have to come down, Purichanaya Sadanam Vinashaya Chadushkritam, because these things can be accomplished by these his energies. He comes down to enjoy. Just like with our friend Ravana, that Lord Ram did not have to appear to kill Ravana. Actually, Ravana was sent down from the spiritual world so that Lord Ram could have a nice fight in the material world. Ravan is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jayan Vijay, and he came down because the Lord in the spiritual world can't have a serious fight, and Krishna wants serious fights sometimes.
Ravan jo hai wo bhagwan ke dwarpal hai.
Similarly, Kumbhakarna. Dantavakra Sisupal. Haranyaksha Haranyakashipu. So the Lord doesn't have to come, but he enjoys these passages. He does everything for his enjoyment. Because he's always on vacation. Krishna does not do anything except for his own enjoyment. We should read. So that means that Krishna is up to come. He can fulfill his own desires, they're always being fulfilled, and he doesn't have to work at it. And then, of course, second class servant is something different. Krishna doesn't have to worry about that, but a second class servant does what the master says when the master tells him to do it. So at least we should be second class servants. Now a third class servant, he does what the master wants, but he's very angry. He does not like to do it. For example, if the guru says, I would like Lanka for dinner. And he goes into the kitchen in a very angry mood. Why do I have to serve this guru all the time? He's eating Lanka every day. I do not get any vacations. I have to chant these rounds every day. Hare Krishna. So that is third class servant. And tenth class servant is he who does not even carry out the order of the spiritual master. So it is very common to have a lot of tenth class servants. And a few less third class servants. And very rare second class servant. But extremely rare first class servant. But I got news for you. To go back to Godhead, you have to be a first class servant. Second class is not enough.
Second class nahi chalega. First class ka matlab hai jo guru ki ichha hai, Krishna ki ichha hai, wahi. Uske alawa kuch nahi.
You have to serve the way Krishna wants, do it knowing his intention, you have to be active at it, and you have to do it with simply one desire to please Krishna's senses. And because Krishna is aptakama, he's swarat, which means he's independent, doesn't need anybody else. That is, everything is happening by his energies, he doesn't need you, he doesn't need me, but he loves us and he wants us to be with him. In other words, there's nothing you can give Krishna except for your own heart, your devotion. Just like once upon a time, there was the incarnation of Krishna and Arjuna, Nara and Narayan Rishi, they were meditating. And Indra thought, along with the other demigods and along with Cupid, they thought, well, I'll stop them from meditating by bringing some beautiful girls from the heavenly planets.
So Nara Narayan, God, wo Krishna Arjuna, tapasya mein hai, to Indra ne socha,
so he brought down some apsaras who were very, very beautiful girls. If you saw any of them, you would faint immediately. Even the great sage Vishwamitra Muni, when he saw the apsara Urvasi, he fainted. Basically, he fainted and he lost all of his determination. So all these apsaras, they started dancing in front of Krishna in the form of Nara and Narayan Rishi. And there was springtime and Cupid had his bow and arrows and was shooting everybody.
Shooting Krishna.
Cupid is called Ananga, which means basically you can't see him, he's invisible. If you could see him, then you could see him walking in the door and you go, Hare Krishna, protect yourself. So he just waits until you're not chanting Hare Krishna. He's everywhere.
वो सब जगह पर है, वो खाली देखता है, खाली जब बंद करो वही समय आक्रमण करेगा.
Especially in Bollywood films. So then they tried all their tricks on Naranarayan Rishi, and Naranarayan Rishi, he just basically yawned. And he said, do you have anything better than this? And then Naranarayan Rishi, from his own body, he produced a very beautiful girl, Urvasi, who is the most beautiful of all the apsaras. And he said, you can take her home with you if you like. So this shows that Krishna doesn't need anyone or anything. He can produce anything from his own transcendental body he wants, and he's independent, and all of his desires are fulfilled. So Prabhupada compared this to the offering process when we're offering bhoga to the Lord. He said the Krishna doesn't need any of these things. Just like the child who is sitting at the table with his father may offer something to his father, who is the provider of all the food. The father doesn't need it, but he appreciates the child's love. Because in the spiritual world, Krishna has unlimited Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sevimanam. Krishna has unlimited Lakshmi's cooking for him. He doesn't need your cooking. So when you're offering to Krishna, when you're serving Krishna, you should be thinking, Krishna, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept this. Please let me develop love in my heart for you. Please let yourself be happy by this offering. This is my only desire. So while you're serving Krishna, don't be ritualistic, because then Krishna won't accept it. Niyamagraha, which means that simply you're doing because of sense of duty. But Krishna wants the bhakti. He doesn't want the food, he wants the bhakti. In other words, devotional service is executed with the heart. Okay, any questions or comments?
Thank you very much for delivering this one. It was really very high power.
Thank you. Okay.
Prashna?
No, no questions.
What?
Thinking. Thinking, feeling, willing. Thinking of what? Prasada? Pratap, you have a question? No. Kadvini pranipatena pariprashni. One should learn the truth by inquiring.
What? He's saying it's very good.
Hard to digest. Then take some garam masala.
नियम आगरा पर मत रहिए अगर आप नियम आगरा पर कोई चीज स्थिर है तो उससे नहीं चलेगा वो हृदय से प्रेम है इससे चलेगा बलो जाने के लिए गुरुजन ने कहा उत्तम अधिकारी बनता है माध्यम नहीं चलेगा थर्ड क्लास और टेंथ क्लास की तो बात ही छोड़ शुड हैव सम क्वेश्चन सो मेनी क्वेश्चंस वन आई थिंक यू डिड इट
Should I ask a question?
The
question is, how to become a first-class devotee? So the answer is you associate with first-class devotees. You will become like whoever you associate with.
So the answer is, कि आपको उत्तम अधिकारी भक्तों के संग में रहना पड़ेगा और उनके संग में आप उनके जैसा हो जाओगे जैसा वो कर रहे थे आप वही करोगे
Association means sound vibration.
Association का अर्थ है संग का अर्थ है जो शब्द उनके संग में हो जो शब्द उसने उच्चारण किया बस उसको स्वीकार करो
भवंती वृत कारण रसायन कथा तजोशन रासु अपवर्ग वर्धमने श्रद्धा वृत्ति भक्ति अनुक्रमिष्यति There is a channel between the ear and the heart.
एक तरीका है एक तौर है कान के द्वारा और हृदय में जाता है शब्द कान में प्रवेश करता है और वो शब्द कान के द्वारा हृदय में चला जाएगा क्योंकि भक्ति तो हृदय से होता है और वो शब्द हृदय में गया और वहां जाकर टिक जाता है तो सदा रति भक्ति ये तीनों चीज आपको प्राप्त हो जाएगी
So the pure devotee has the bhakti shakti and then it's transmitted through the sound vibration to your heart and then That's how you develop first-class devotional service.
जो पवित्र भक्त रहता है उसमें भक्ति का शक्ति रहता है शक्ति का अर्थ उनके शब्दों में शक्ति और वो शब्दों में शक्ति इसलिए क्योंकि उनके जो बताए हुए मार्ग है वो स्वीकार किया तब उसके शब्द में शक्ति है वो शक्ति उसके कान के द्वारा हृदय में जाएगा तब उसका परिवर्तन होगा अन्यथा जो भक्त अपने जीवन में पालन नहीं करता जो स्वयं प्रचार करता है उसमें कोई शक्ति नहीं है हरि उत्तर रहा है तो शक्ति जाएगा नहीं कान के द्वारा हृदय में
And the materialist person has the karma shakti. So if you hear from a materialistic person, you get the desire for sinful activities in your heart. Like if you listen to these, what are they called, guzzles, then the vikarma desire will arise in the heart. So you have to be very careful with the hearing process. So, and if you hear about politics, the mode of passion will become prominent in your heart. Rajagun politics means friends and enemies. So there's politics in the family, there's politics in the city, there's politics in the country. There's politics worldwide. There's so many varieties of politics.
Politics Bhagwan mein hota hai, politics gaon mein hota hai, politics raj mein hota hai, politics jagat mein hota
hai. Yeah, politics means I like you, I hate you.
Politics ka arth ye hai, main tujhe bahut chahta hu, main tujhe hate karta hu.
The opposite is Krishna consciousness, yastu sarvani bhutani atmane vanu pashyati. Sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tato na vigigupshate. To see everyone as your brother and sister and to love everyone. If you hate anyone, you are a very low class devotee.
सबसे नीचा स्तर के भक्त
हो। जप्ता शब्दवा शंता। So One who is a devotee has no enemies. If someone attacks you, then you still love them. Can you do that? If someone says something bad about you, you pray for them. I have a trick that I find the person who hates me the most and then I pray for them. I chant for them and I pray for them while I'm chanting. So find the person who hates you the most. You should not hate them, but find the other person who hates you the most, and then you dedicate your japa to that person, you pray for their welfare. I guarantee you will make a lot of spiritual advancement by doing that. And never criticize any other Vaishnava. So that means we hear from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and then we're safe. So that's how you become first class. And then you are ready to give the dust from your, like the gopis is giving the dust from their feet to cure Krishna's headache, ready to go to hell if that pleases Krishna. Okay, any other questions? Why ask the gopis? I have my own question anyway. I think I gave everyone enough to digest. Yeah, why not? So her question, you can translate her question. That's an interesting question. That's why Prabhupada said a neophyte devotee should not be directly serving the Guru. In other words, Prabhupada said, the Guru and the Son, they're very similar. They have the ability to purify one. The Guru and the Son, you know, Sun and the Sky. But they also have the ability to burn one. It's like many of you are afraid of going out in the sun, right? That's why here in Fiji, most of the devotees have very little vitamin D, because they don't get enough sunshine. Right? I know, rickets, it's called. Right? Very common. Bone problems, and also problems with your immune system. You're getting sick all the time. But then if you get too much sun, then you can get skin cancer. So the sun can give you nice healthy body, or the sun can give you skin cancer. So, if one is a neophyte, one should not spend that much time with the spiritual master personally. Just like it's described, a neophyte should only go to the Holy Dham maybe a fortnight at most. Because after a while, they will go to the holy dam, disrespect the residents of the holy dam, start fighting with the monkeys, so many things will happen. So therefore, if one finds themselves serving the spiritual master in anger, it's better at that point they do service and separation. Because that anger will eventually lead to offenses. And ultimately one will say something that will be offensive. Of course, in Kali Yuga, we're not responsible for our thoughts so much, but just for the actions. But the actions will come eventually. And also, when serving in anger, the spiritual master probably won't accept that service. For example, if someone brings me some lanka, and they say, "Eat this." I'll say, "No." Sometimes I've experienced when serving the deities, someone does not have the right mood with the deities. They put the plate on the altar and then you come back and the food is all over the deity room because the deities have thrown the plate down. So if one is angry at the spiritual master, better they're somewhere else and they just chant japa somewhere else. Because it's very common for third class disciples to get angry at the spiritual master. Very common. Just like sometimes we may get angry at the doctor for causing us pain. Yeah, the doctor is giving injection for our own good. But we are so angry. I do not want to see doctor, especially dentist. But I do not want to see a doctor. And the children are crying, "Don't take me to the doctor. I hate him." So the spiritual master, sometimes what he says causes a little pain. But as they say, no pain, no gain. It's like the doctor, he has to cut. The doctor is not going to go to your infection and simply kiss it. Your mother will do that. I remember when I was young, I had sometimes a cut or infection, my mother would simply kiss.
Right.
Spiritual master is not your mother. He's your father. The Vedic literatures and the Gayatri mantra is your mother. And of course, the grandfather spiritual master, he's kinder than the direct spiritual master.
जो उनका गुरु रहते वो हमारे ऊपर कृपा करते जितना आपका खुद का गुरु है.
So Prabhupada will be very kind to you, not me. It's like you see the grandfather, he picks you up like Hans Avatari is picking up his grandchildren. He's so nice. But when he was taking care of his children, they were scared of him. Right? He told me when taking care of the children, if he looked the wrong way, they start shaking. But as grandfather, oh, nicest person in the world.
So,
anyway, so the guru's business is to cut the disease out. So if you can't take the operation, then just go somewhere else and play with your disease for some time. And when you're ready to have it cut out, come back.
जो कैंसर भाग रहता है जो तैयार हो जाता है तब वो गुरु के पास आता है और उनके वाणी को सहता है यानी कि वाणी को सहने का मतलब ऑपरेशन होने लगा और वो फिर उसका जो इलाज जो बीमारी है निकल जाता है इलाज के द्वारा तो फिर आनंद हो जाता है.
And when the operation is over, you'll be very happy.
ऑपरेशन के बाद में वो बहुत ही आनंद हो
जाता है. So, I think we have to announce something. Okay.
Any more questions?
I think it's enough questions.
Uttam Bhakti bole to 24 hours bhakti karna pade.
Yes, 24 hours.
But oh, jo agar grahastha life mein to
he saying it is grahastha life.
Then whatever you're doing should be dedicated to Krishna. You're making money to engage your family in Krishna consciousness. Just like even a sannyasi sometimes has to collect money to build a temple. It's like I'm doing this project at Govardhan to serve the residents of Govardhan. So in the same way, you have to collect money to help your family who are devotees. So it's all serving. Connected with Krishna. But don't give money for cigarettes, kava, what else? Meat, anything like that. That then is not bhakti. Yeah, the guru's desire is that you take care of your family nicely and make them Krishna conscious. If your family is hungry, the Guru and Krishna get angry. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had many devotees who were businessmen. And they would serve and take care of the other devotees, like Shivananda Sen, who served the devotees who traveled to Jagannath Puri every year. So everybody can serve Krishna with their own particular prescribed duty. You are making sandalwood oil, so you serve Krishna by selling, using the money in Krishna's service and assisting your family. And you give some for the worship of Giri Raj too.
It's like with the Bhagavad Gita, I give 100 Bhagavad Gita free.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. Better than Brahmacharya.
जिस तरह बलि महाराज जी जब विवाह किए थे तो उसने उस समय भगवत किया 100 गीता जो उनके हाथ में ऐसा गीता आप देख सकते हैं मलयालम में 100 गीता फ्री दिया 200 माला फ्री दिया गुरुदेव कह रहे वो ब्रह्मचारी से महाराज
यू आर डूइंग 100 टाइम मोर सर्विस देन ब्रह्मचारी
सो तथा ज्यादा ब्रह्मचारी से ज्यादा सेवा किया
What? No, no, marriage is good. I mean, all the preaching in Fiji, the best preaching is being done by householders and women. What happened to all the brahmacharis? They're all gone to Krishna Loka. It's like the temple in Zingatoka was opened up by two ladies. And they're planning how to build more temples, these two ladies. That should be inspiring. We should have some transcendental competition. If these two ladies do it, you men should be embarrassed. Right? So it doesn't matter whether one is grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, kipa vipra, kipa nyas, yashutakena noi, ye Krishna tattva veda, se guru hoi. One who knows the science of Krishna, he is the spiritual leader. Prabhupada spread the movement using grahasthas. Actually, practically more than grahasthas and sannyasis, more than brahmacharis.
Guru Maharaj is the guru, Shri Prabhupada ji. Prabhupada ji has prachar kiya, andolan machaya, apne mandir ko nirman kiya, grahastha log ko lekar kiya.
So you have nice wife, and so you have double the strength.
Aapke paas ek sundar achhi patni aa gayi hai, aapke paas do shakti aa gayi.
Double. You understand? Because now you can invite people to your home and have nice prasadam. Previously, no one was there to cook. You know how to cook?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows how to cook. Not that good. Just like sometimes in America, I go to people's homes and the wife does not know how to cook at all. So the husband simply gives me spaghetti to eat. You know spaghetti? So we are kitchen religion. And the way to a devotee's heart is through his stomach and ears. Like we said, there's a direct channel between the ears and the heart. There's a direct channel between the stomach and the heart. Okay, so it's time for prasadam, right? Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.